This is WGXC's Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam, from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far, the first-term Congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 4.4% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 1.5% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time.
Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York's Conservative Party is backing Republican Liz Joy against Democrat incumbent Paul Tonko in New York's 20th congressional district election. Joy is also in a Republican primary against Michael Cini. State Conservative Party Chairperson Gerald Casser said, and I quote, "Liz Joy is an exceptional candidate and will make an outstanding member of Congress. She thinks the way we do on issue after issue, including border security, a strong military, immigration, support for law enforcement, and right to life," end quote. The 20th District includes all of Albany and Schenectady counties and portions of Montgomery, Rensselaer, and Saratoga counties. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Emily Munson reports in the Times Union that the Nonpartisan Center for Politics at the University of Virginia moved New York's 19th district from a toss-up to leans Democrat this week, giving Democrat Antonio Delgado a better chance for re-election in a district that Republican President Donald Trump won by 6.8 points in 2016. The Center for Politics says Delgado is a, and I quote, "narrow favorite on account of Republican recruiting failures," end quote. So far, Republican Tony German, a retired two-star general, started and ended a campaign for the seat, citing a difficulty raising money. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said he would not run. A 42-year-old philanthropist and fashion designer, Ola Hawatnet, announced a campaign and raised $50 last quarter. Republican Kyle Van De Water, a attorney and veteran, says he will announce his candidacy next week. And Steve Greenfield of New Platts, a Green Party candidate who ran in 2018, is reported to be announcing another attempt for the office this week. No local candidates have run television ads against Delgado yet, but the Republican National Committee, the American Action Network, and America First Action have run ads against Delgado's vote to impeach the president. Read more about this story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. As expected, Steve Greenfield is making another run for U.S. Congress, challenging incumbent Democrat Antonio Delgado for the 19th congressional district seat on the Green Party line. The New Platts resident said Delgado has some of the worst traits of both Republican President Donald Trump and Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Greenfield said, and I quote, "The incumbent is doing a terrible job of representing the small business and family farm character of the 19th district and really voting straight down the Wall Street line. He's representing the out-of-district interests that are paying the millions of dollars in his campaign account," end quote. On Greenfield's list of Delgado's worst offenses, voting to approve the Space Force while Americans are dying every year from the lack of health insurance, supporting the new North American trade agreement, his support of fossil fuels, and attending Trump's Christmas party. Greenfield said, and I quote, "If I was invited to Donald Trump's Christmas party, I would bring all my friends down and blockade the White House," end quote. Greenfield is a former member of the New Platts School Board. In addition to losing the 2018 congressional race, he failed to win a House seat in 2002 and 2016 and an Ulster County legislature seat in 2003 and 2011. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Republican Kyle Van De Water has entered the race for the 19th congressional district seat. Van De Water is a lawyer by profession and lives in Millbrook. He was born in Rhinebeck. He grew up in Poughkeepsie. Van De Water served in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan, where he was awarded the Bronze Star in 2011. He received the Meritorious Service Medal and was honorably discharged in 2014. Van De Water holds a degree in political science and economics. He earned his Juris Doctor from Albany Law School. He is currently an associate with Corbally, Gartland, and Rapulet in Poughkeepsie. He served as village trustee in Millbrook from 2017 to 2018. Delgado is facing two other challenges. fashion designer Ola Hatwame, who is seeking the Republican line on the November ballot. And Steve Greenfield is making another run for the 19th Congressional District seat on the Green Party line. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray. U.S. Representatives Antonio Delgado and Sean Maloney are promoting their support for a bill passed by the House on February 6, which would strengthen union protections for workers and allow the government to levy fines against employers that violate labor laws. The vote on the Protecting the Right to Organize Act split along party lines, with most Democrats in favor and most Republicans against it. Among the law's provisions, workers would be permitted to file class action lawsuits and let the National Labor Relations Board impose fines of up to $50,000 per violation against employers. In a press release, Delgado said, and I quote, "From 1980 to 2014, income for the bottom half of wage earners grew by 1%, while income for the top 1% of earners grew by 205%. One way we can address widespread income inequality is by enabling our labor unions to organize and negotiate on behalf of workers. Today, I proudly voted for the PRO Act, which enables workers' rights, empowers unions to negotiate with employers, closes loopholes in federal labor laws, and increases transparency," end quote. Read the full story at the fray.
Last week, Representative Antonio Delgado also held his latest town hall meeting, this one in Dutchess County, and WGXC broadcast it live on 90.7 FM. He brought up impeachment in his opening statement, but only so he could try not to talk about it.
The president, obviously, the Senate trial concluded, and the president was acquitted. From my position on this, what I was doing before the president was acquitted, I'm going to keep doing after. And what I was doing before the president was acquitted was everything I just explained, which is working for you and pursuing legislation. I'm not thrilled with the outcome, but I also know that my job is to continue to do the work for everybody in this district. My job is to represent your interests. My job is to pick up exactly where I left off in 2019. So let me recap just for a second. We have 31 bills that we were able to introduce between January of last year and February of this year. 31. 19 of those bills are bipartisan bills. 19. Nine of those bills passed the House, and two were signed into law. Now, there are 435 members of Congress. Now, out of that 435 members, six can say that they've had two or more laws signed into law in 2019. I am one of those six.
WGXC's partner station, WOOC in Troy, spoke with Paul Tonko this past week.
With Paul Tonko at Guinea School here in East Greenbush, you just donated 35 books to fifth grade, well, to the whole library of the school. You want to give us just a quick
sure.
on that?
Sure. A Library of Congress program that allow, they call it a surplus book program. So they have surplus books, and they're available to every member of the House of Representatives. We get quite proactive, not quite very proactive, and perhaps aggressive about reaching out to our school systems, our libraries, our education centers, so that they can have some of the resources coming their way. As I shared with fifth graders at the school, it's important to see the book as a friend, because they can stretch your thinking, they can allow you to self-discover, they can take you to places you've never been. That's all part of quality education, self-discovery.
That's fine. You've also been very active with the National Endowment for the Arts recently, and I know Sanctuary for Independent Media was granted right. something nice. Thank yeah, you for arranging that.
Oh, my pleasure. We try to support the applicants from the district for the NEA revenue sharing. And I think that, you know, the arts are significant to our community. The opportunity to have interaction and challenges met in our community through centers like this enable us, with their empowerment of the NEA grant money, to be all the stronger. And so I'm very impressed that they had a winning application. We're very thrilled, much thrilled, to be part of the reinforcement for their application and to announce the award. I get very again, very proactive and aggressively so, to in these austere budgets to draw down as many resources as we can for the people we represent.
Well, you strongly supported the Capital Region, and that was really nice because Schenectady, RPI, Schenectady? No.
I believe it was...
Can you... I have that here. Well, RPI was also... We could just forget that. I'll cut that out. The issue that really brought to my attention was the USMCA and the fact that you didn't vote for it, even though it has passed right. The House and the Senate now.
Right. I had spent many years, the last several years, lobbying my colleagues on the floor to make NAFTA better. It had horrific damage to the communities that are in the 20th Congressional District, much job loss. I stand for trade, but fair trade, not free trade, and wanted to make this agreement tremendously better. It's marginally better, so I voted against it, mostly because the enforcement language was not strong enough. If no matter how what agreement is resolved, that agreement has no bearing unless it has sound enforcement language. I thought we failed there. The labor standards are important. I think we're still going to see job loss. I'm concerned that they didn't get improved well enough. And the real challenge to me as a subcommittee chair of the Environment and Climate Change Committee in the House, I wanted to see sound environmental standards that could put us into this universal network for a global crisis, that being climate. And the climate crisis is real. We need environmental standards to catch up on the work we need to do. It didn't do it. It didn't come close. And it would have been a great opportunity to have multiple nations coming together in defense of environmental standards that will get us down the path to success in the climate response.
And there's more issues coming through Congress now, isn't there, through the House?
Absolutely. As chair of the Subcommittee on Environment and Climate Change, we just unveiled a rather significant, a very significant and in-depth program bill called the Clean Act. And in a few days, we'll be unveiling some of the additional language that we're adding to the concept, which will cover all sectors of the economy and really show a significant response to the climate crisis.
Thanks so much.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For your time.
You're welcome, Andrea.
Paul Tonko does not list any public events on his website. Antonio Delgado lists only public appearances on his website if his staff organizes the event. He has a town hall meeting at 3 p.m. February 22nd at the Churchtown Firehouse in Columbia County. The WGXC will broadcast if there is enough broadband internet available. Read more about any of these stories at the WGXC website at wgxc.org in the WGXC newsroom.